how-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
We entered marriage, and you had this interesting idea that if anything broke around the house, who should be able to fix it?
Well, you, of course. You know, knowing that my dad could always fix things, I came into marriage with the concept of, you know, if anything breaks, then men should be able to fix it.
And so I tried to change the oil in a car one time and drain the transmission fluid. I tried to change the spark plugs in a car one time, set a car on fire. And all the way along, the challenge is, if I never get any more mechanical genes than I have, and I don't think I'm going to get many more, can Teresa still love me?
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Great Commandment Radio program. And Teresa, this week is going to focus on you. Are you ready for this?
Oh, this is just great. I just love this.
We're going to be talking all week long about being on the fast track for spiritual growth.
That's David and Teresa Ferguson, and this is the Monday edition of Great Commandment Radio, where today, like every day, you'll learn more biblical and practical how-tos for loving God and loving others, living out what Jesus Christ called the greatest of all the commandments. And loving God and loving others and spiritual growth, well, they kind of go hand in hand. This week, you'll learn how to be on the fast track of spiritual growth. We have a lot to talk about, so let's get started. Back to David and Teresa Ferguson. They co-direct Intimate Life Ministries.
You've been talking about the fast track. Let's talk about it.
It is the fast track. And as we were just discussing the radio program today, I started just thinking about what made this a fast track for me. I mean, because you can't just say, okay, God, I want to be on a fast track, and God just zaps it, because sometimes He chooses to use a slow track. But I think I've been praying about, what's wrong with me, God? Change me, fix me, fix me. But I wasn't praying right. I think that was the main problem, is I wasn't praying, God, help me to know the real you.
Mm. So let's talk about this week being on the fast track for spiritual growth. Does that sometimes happen to you? You know, Teresa, you and I have oftentimes commented that over the years of our spiritual journey together now for several decades,
many
I guess,
years.
Yes, that it's kind of a gracious God who seems to kind of take turns in our lives to say, okay, David, it's kind of your season to be in the barrel here of Christ-likeness, and then it gets to be your season, Teresa.
Oh, well, and I also think our whole ministry has been a journey of how does God want to change us in our marriage relationship, and how does God want to develop the ministry. And it seems like whenever God lays something on your heart to write about, to think about, then He lays it on my heart to experience. And I've always said, David, you couldn't write about it if God wasn't showing me how to experience it. So I give you all your information.
There you go. So how about you? If your spiritual life has grown a little bit boring, a little bit dull, if there's something inside of your heart that says, now, Lord, I'm reading John 10:10. It says, Christ has come to give us life and give it to us exceeding abundant. If you're not experiencing all the exceeding abundance, maybe God's wanting you to get on His fast track for spiritual growth. Each day this week, we're going to be focusing on a key issue that God may be up to kind of heighten your sense of experiencing His abundance. Today, we'll focus upon this idea that, Teresa, you mentioned earlier of seeing the real God. Then tomorrow we're going to talk a little bit about needing God in others. Some of us in this world are self-reliant. Not to point any fingers, Teresa, but you're going to
you're
be talking about
across
that
the
tomorrow.
Table.
Yeah. And then we're going to talk about how you see people. Is it possible that your spiritual growth is getting stagnated because we're not seeing the people in our lives the way God sees them? Maybe you're spiritually kind of in a problem right now because you're not seeing a loved one, a spouse, a child, someone at work the way God sees them. We'll explore that on Wednesday. Maybe your spiritual growth needs to really be energized by the Word of God becoming alive. You know, the Bible talks about it being living and active. We'll talk about that on Thursday. And then on Friday, what does it mean that you and I are ambassadors for Christ? What does it mean to be a witness for Christ? Your spiritual growth may be stagnated in how you're passing on the Christian faith. All week long, the fast track for spiritual growth. And you'll also get to know my wife a whole lot. So I'm going to play kind of the interview role here in the program. And we're also, as we do that, Teresa, going to be talking about a great resource for the week. One of the ways that God really challenges our spiritual growth is through others in the body of Christ. And one of the ones that God's used in both of our lives, I remember back to our national conference about 10 years ago, was one of our speakers, Max Lucado. Who wrote the foreword to one of our first books, mm-hmm. The Pursuit of Intimacy.
Has been to one of our, he and his staff came to one of our pastor's conference.
Yeah. And God has used him and his writings greatly in your life. Mm-hmm. You'll be talking about that this week. And the resource for the week is one of Max Lucado's trilogy books. A book that has three in one. And I want you to visit greatcommandment.net, check out our downloads for the week, and this particular special resource that includes Max Lucado's work, The Applause of Heaven. Can you imagine heaven might be applauding you? It includes one of the books, Teresa, that I know that's touched your heart. You'll be speaking about a little bit this week, When God Whispers Your Name. Can you imagine that you have a God who knows you even from your mother's womb and is whispering your name? And then his third book that's a part of this trilogy, In the Grip of Grace. Some of us find ourselves in the grip of fear. You'll be talking about that later in the week, Teresa. And we have a God who wants to grip us with His grace. So visit greatcommandment.net. You'll find the resource for the week as we explore God's plan for the fast track of our spiritual growth. Teresa, on today's program, we want to just begin this thought of God really challenging us with how we see Him. So if you would, share with our listeners a little bit about God's fast-track journey for you and just beginning to challenge you in the last year or so of how you see God.
I really have seen a God kind of as a judgmental, critical God. Didn't realize how much that was a part of my prayers, my belief system, until one day I was actually sitting there. You had asked me to prepare something for some couples that we were about to visit with, and you said, honey, before I leave, before you come out there, have something fresh to share. Well, I mean, I sit there, and I've got 10 minutes to come up with something fresh. And so I sit there, and I went to the Bible, and it was a Bible that I didn't recognize. I picked it up, and as I picked it up, I recognized that it was a Bible from my brother that was 2 years older than I that had passed. And the testimony about Randall, he had been married, but his marriage ended in divorce because Randall was struggling with practicing homosexuality. And it caused his marriage to end. And as I was thumbing through Randall's Bible, there were several notations and underlinings in his Bible, and it was thoughts of, does God love me? Yeah. Does God really care? Is God there? All the thou shalt nots, all the negatives, if you will, of God. And I sat there and got really sad for Randall because when I was growing up with Randall, he had actually given his life for full-time Christian service. So I know that that side of spirituality in him was there. And so I got sad for Randall and I thought, Randall, if you had only known the real God. And then God saddened me even deeper with this thought, Teresa, this is exactly how your Bible looks. It isn't, oh, rejoice, child, you're mine. Oh, child, I love you. But it's the thou shalt nots, the negatives, the condemnation, the will God love me if I don't perform. These are kind of things that God showed me. This is what my Bible was marked like. And in my heart, this is the way I saw God.
How about you and how you read your Bible. Do you see this God of all the thou shalt nots? As you look at the Bible, maybe you were a little bit like Teresa, that tended to see what was wrong, what wasn't right, kind of a critical, judgmental God. Could it be that your spiritual growth has been sidetracked by how you see God? On today's program, we're excited you've joined us to consider this critical issue of how we enjoy the abundance that God has for us. And I think it'd be true, honey, to say that the abundance God has for us is only possible when we see Him more and more for who He really is.
That's true. I think we get glimpses of it. He allows us glimpses of it, but to really embrace it and it to impact us, I think that's when it really makes a difference in our life, when we really see Him for who He really is.
How about you? Are you open to seeing Him for who He really is? We hope you are. In our teaching segment, we'll explore just that, seeing the real Jesus. And then in our closing segment, we're going to have a little guest clip from our friend Max Lucado. They'll just kind of encourage you, and it'll begin to share a little bit of the challenge of being on the fast track, of encountering the real God. Thanks for joining us today. Back after this.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. Now, today on Great Commandment Radio, like every day on Great Commandment Radio, we have a free download waiting for you at our website, greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net. This week, biblical and practical tips to get you on the fast track for spiritual growth. And you've always got our permission to send that email on to someone else. So go to greatcommandment.net for today's free download. And while you're there, check out our resource offer this week. It helps support this broadcast and this station. It's a trilogy of Max Lucado books, The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace. Check it out at greatcommandment.net. Thank you so much for your support. There you can also find out about our Great Commandment network of churches, other resources for marriage and family and parenting, training opportunities, workshops, and a great deal more, all at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. We'll take you into an Intimate Life Ministries conference on relational foundations with David Ferguson right after this. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Great Commandment Living Conferences, coming soon to a city near you. Whether you're a pastor or lay leader, student or counselor, single or married, a Great Commandment Living Conference from Intimate Life Ministries will equip you for effective living and ministry in a postmodern world. You'll gain insights into postmodern challenges and opportunities, enrichment in your own relationships with God and others, and equipping in a fresh method for relevant ministry. Great Commandment Living Conferences. For more information, go to www.greatcommandment.net or call Katie at 800-881-8008, extension 206. That's the Great Commandment Living Conference at www.greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008, extension 206.
It's hard to give something that you've not received. And whenever somebody comes along and it needs encouragement, if you haven't given it, maybe it doesn't come to your mind.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
You can do it. I believe in you. Coming alongside people and coming to know some of their dreams and goals, some of the things that are on their heart and mind, and encourage them in them. I believe in you. I'm excited that you're trying. I'm really proud of you. That's part of the encouragement that God has called us to. He's an encouraging God, and He wants us to be encouragers. How about you? Would people view you as an encourager?
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You're listening to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments. And our topic this week with David and Teresa Ferguson, how to get on the fast track for spiritual growth. In other words, how to better love God and His people. But if you're loving the wrong God, are you really on the right track? Well, to explain, seeing the real God and the real Jesus Christ, we're going to take you into a Relational Foundations conference with Dr. David Ferguson.
If you and I have this distorted image of Him, we'll never be able to fulfill the greatest of commandments. We will lack a sense of relevancy in our ministry and in our personal lives if we're not seeing Christ for who He really is, because only out of seeing Him as the real God are we going to be able to love Him, and out of that love flow a love to other people. My wife and I, as some of you know, have been married a long time. We've got grown married children, and God's blessed us over the last few years with grandchildren, so we actually have grandchildren. I want to tell you a story about the first grandbaby named Zachary. Little Zachary was brought home from the hospital about 6 years ago now, almost, and as he excitedly spends time over at our house, taking naps and spending time beginning to play, and we're getting accustomed to little Zachary, I'm watching what's happening to my wife, this new grandmother. How many grandmothers? We have some grandmothers in here? I mean, this is an exciting time of life. And so what I'm seeing happen is little Zachary taking naps at our house, and my wife and I visiting in the living room, going about our business, and they have today what we did not have when our children were growing up. They have a lot of technology. We've got these monitors. You put one back there with the child, you put one in the living room, and you actually hear this child wake up. See, when my children were growing up, you just hope they yelled loud enough to hear them. We didn't have this technology. And so we've got this technology, and little Zachary's back there taking a nap, and my wife hears him over the monitor waking up, just beginning to make a little noises, little squeaks, and I'm seeing my wife jump up and make a race back to that nursery. Big smile on her face, and you can sense in her heart, he's awake, he's awake. I'm looking forward to playing with Zachary. And I watched that several days as my wife's heart was moved to excitedly rejoice with little Zachary that he was awake. And I was reading through the Psalms 139:3 one day. God is intimately acquainted, the Bible says, with all of your ways. And the Spirit spoke to my heart, David, did you know when you wake up in the morning, that is my heart towards you? That I look down and my heart towards you is the excitement that you're awake. I'm looking forward to being intimately acquainted with your life today. Now, as the Spirit of God spoke that to me, it brought me to realize that for many years of my Christian life and many years in ministry, I did not see Christ like that.
Dr. David Ferguson, the resource is Relational Foundations, one of many resources you'll see mentioned on our website. And of course, we always urge you to visit our website daily for each day's free download. Today, more tips on getting you on the fast track for spiritual growth and seeing the real Jesus Christ. You may know or love someone or have someone in your church or Sunday school class who needs to see this material. Well, you have our permission to send it to them. Today's free download at greatcommandment.net. Also, while you're there, please order this week's resource kit, the Max Lucado Trilogy. We'll have a cut from Max coming up in our next segment of Great Commandment Radio. This trilogy includes The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace. David and Teresa will tell you more about it. You can find out more and order your own resource kit at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Back with David and Teresa Ferguson on Great Commandment Radio right after this break.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time. real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful. Very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me. And he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else. Ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Many of us are a little bit like Peter when Jesus shows up with that basin of water and a towel, and Jesus is going to give to Peter. And Peter's challenged by that.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
You know, I don't really need this. You know, those other disciples might, but not me.
Well, and somehow I think we perceive if we receive or quote-unquote need something, then we're weak. You know, that we can't provide for ourselves. So I think it kind of comes back to a weakness. We can't provide for ourselves, and we're showing some signs of weakness.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy, 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. And again, visit us at greatcommandment.net. You can always listen to our radio program 24/7. And this week, we're focusing on the fast track. And in this closing clip, we're going to deal with one of life's most important questions. We're going to be listening in on our friend Max Lucado's short message that'll challenge us all. We've all been asked a lot of important questions, but none more important than this one Max is going to ask us. Listen as our dear friend Max Lucado shares life's most important question.
We want to know what people think about us, don't we? But Jesus waits until this peculiar time to ask this question. Who do men say that I am? They're quick with the answers because the disciples have been listening. Some say you're Elijah. Some say you're John the Baptist. Those were good answers. Those were fair answers. But those were wrong answers. And then Jesus turns and he asks the question of questions. Folks, you've been asked some important questions in your life, haven't you? You've been asked, will you marry me? Would you be interested in a job transfer? What would you think, honey, if I told you I was pregnant? You have been asked some important questions, but those questions are an anthill compared to the Olympia found in Mark chapter 8. Who do you say that I am? Note, he doesn't say, what do you think about what I've done? What do you think about the miracles I performed? What do you think about this crowd that I gather every so often or these disciples that I've made? He doesn't ask the what, he asks the who. And then he says, who do you? Not who did you think or who will you think. He says, I want to know right now, surrounded by this great religious mecca, I want to know who do you think. Contrasted, standing against the backdrop of everything that appears difficult and peculiar. I want you to see me against all of that. Now, who do you think I am? Not while I'm walking on the water. And not while I'm standing near the resurrected daughter of Jairus. No, I want to know right now, who do you say that I am? And who do you say? Not what would your friends think and what does your peer group think or what would your parents think and what do you think I think? No, but down deep in your heart of hearts, where no one else goes but you. If no one was to hear this answer, but you and me, tell me, who do you think I am? Can you think of any question in the Bible more important? Can you think of any question in history more important? Can you think of any question in your life more important?
Okay, this is the homework that I want to challenge you with today, to come away with this. Can you say this? I can fathom a God who knows me, who made me. And I can even fathom a God who hears me. But a God who's in love with me? A God who's crazy for me? A God who cheers for me? Can you say that? Meditate on that. That's your homework, because that's truth from the Bible.
A God who's crazy about me. A God who's in love with me. A God who's cheering for me. Now, those are from Max Lucado's trilogy, including The Applause of Heaven. He's applauding for you. Thanks for joining us on today's program. Again, visit us at greatcommandment.net. The resource for the week, Max Lucado's trilogy, including The Applause of Heaven. He's applauding you. Thanks for joining us today on Great Commandment Radio.
David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries, and they'll be continuing our series on the fast track for spiritual growth on the Tuesday edition of Great Commandment Radio. So between the Monday edition and the Tuesday edition, be sure to visit our website for your own copy of today's free download to help you better get on the right track and the fast track for spiritual growth. And also order your own copy of this week's resource kit. We call it the Max Lucado Trilogy that includes The Applause of Heaven, When God Whispers Your Name, and In the Grip of Grace, material that has changed the life of Teresa Ferguson. It will change yours as well. Max, one of our dear longtime friends, order your copy of the Max Lucado Trilogy, and you'll be helping this broadcast, and most of all, helping this local Christian radio station. Folks, that's a big deal. Keep local Christian radio alive any way you can. Help yourself to the Max Lucado Trilogy at greatcommandment.net. www.greatcommandment.net. Join us tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio as we learn how to need God and others.
And that is an interesting vulnerability
called,
on your part.
That's called sick.
And so marriages could be challenged out there today with that challenge that says, I'm not going to let you know what I need, but I'm upset it's not happening.